I was not worried, just fascinated to see how he was going to work it all out. When I had changed every last guilder, it came, with the German money in my pocket, to 470 marks, 50 shy of the amount I needed to pay the bill and buy gasoline on the way home. Well, I said to myself, something will happen on the streetcar going back. But nothing did. I got to the garage to find the workmen just finishing up and my two passengers nowhere to be seen. They'd gone for a walk, one of the men said, packing away his tools. The others were cleaning up too. I could delay the moment of reckoning no longer. And at that instant, the two young Dutchmen raced through the door, one of them waving something in his hand. "Andy," he shouted, "craziest thing ever happened to me. We were just walking along the street when this lady came up to us and asked if we were Dutchmen. When I said yes, she gave me this bill. She said God wanted us to have it." The bill was for 50 marks. And yet, in spite of this experience, and others like it occurring almost daily, I was still a novice in this whole business of God's bountiful care. I still depended on the isolated miracle, the emergency dispensation, to get me out of one spot or another, instead of leaning back in the arms of a father who had more than enough and to spare. Back home there were several new expenses, the biggest of which was the arrival of a second baby. Just a year after Joppy was born, Mark Peter came to join our household. We started buying a little less meat in the market, depending a little more on the vegetables from our garden. This was no hardship, for we loved vegetables. What we did not realize, though, was that it was part of a whole mental set, an attitude of lack into which we had slipped. The error came to my attention through the words of a lady I have never met. One day we received, through our box number in Ermelo, a rather large gift, the equivalent of about $40. Attached to the check was a note from the donor saying, "Dear Brother Andrew, this is to be used for your own personal needs. It is not to go into the work. Use it in Christ's love." I was touched by this thought. We had received personal gifts from time to time from friends, but this was the first time a total stranger had ever made such a stipulation. Instead of putting her note at the bottom of the pile of unanswered mail, 3 months high it must have been at that point, I sat down and pecked out a thank you that very day. I told her we especially appreciated the note, because this was something we were very scrupulous about. All donations went into the work unless they were specifically marked otherwise. Even our clothing, I told her, came out of the refugee bins to save money. Well, I have wished often that I had saved the letter that this good lady shot back. She began by reminding me of the scriptural injunction that the ox grinding the corn must not be kept from enjoying the grain. Did I think God felt less about his human workers?